The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Kath?
All right, thank you.
Looks like we are headed into weekend lockdowns.
I believe so. Rolene, can we please just talk about this? Benjamin Netanyahu is giving you 750 shekels. What for? Imagine
apparently
the shoes you could buy. You could go to those stores where you can get like two pairs for one or three pairs for four.
I don't know, honey. Have you seen my shoes? I struggle with the size, people. I struggle with the size. Yeah, but let's talk about the 750 shekel stipend that the Prime Minister hopes to give all adult Israeli citizens. It's causing quite a controversy.
Wow.
You know, he's come under a lot of flack lately. We've seen an increase in the amount of protests criticizing him for the way that he has handled the second wave, and especially the economic situation, and also many calling for his resignation or for him to step down. But last night, the Prime Minister took to the airwaves to announce that as part of his economic plan, he will aim to give each Israeli adult 750 shekels as a stipend. And you know, families who have one or two or three or more children, they will get exponentially more because of the children. So this has come under a lot of criticism because people are saying, okay, that's all very well and good, but you know, what about families that are okay? What about people who maybe needed a little bit more? What about single people on their own who are out of jobs and, you know, who are struggling right now? Maybe while the intentions are good, couldn't it have been handled better? How, in fact, does he plan to do this? All kinds of questions. In fact, the head of the Central Bank of Israel said that this could have been money that is handled better in other areas or dealt with them better. So it's come under a lot of criticism that, you know, while the intentions might be good, the practicalities on how it happens may be not so smart or not so tachlis.
And also sometimes people just like to stir, Ro. Sometimes people just like to stir. You know, if it's a single people saying, you know, I'm a single person, I don't need as much, and there's a family of 10 kids and two parents and neither of the parents have been working and they're saying, but we need more, that's different. But sometimes it's people who aren't actually affected who are trying to be compassionate or empathetic.
Well, welcome
with other
to
people.
Israel, honey.
Yeah. It's just blah.
It
just becomes noise.
It wouldn't be our national sport if we couldn't question, if we couldn't complain and we couldn't criticize. But, you know, I would hate to be, we discussed yesterday, you know, which, governments have been handling the coronavirus well. And I would hate to be the leader of any country right now, because I think making decisions at such an unprecedented time with so many different obstacles and challenges, I don't envy anybody. You know, decisions have to be made. You have to try and look for ways to help people. And, you know, we really, the aim of this is to get people spending so that we can try and help as many people as possible in the economy. So, yeah, there we go with that. And now we have issues around whether or not the smart decision was to move towards a weekend lockdown. It hasn't been finalized. It's going to go to Knesset vote tonight. But we do have a epidemiologist saying that there's no epidemiological reason how this will work or if this is the smart way to go. We've had rivals of the Prime Minister saying, you know, this is also not the way to go. It's not logical to organize things this way. It will lead to an exacerbation of the harm to the economy. You know, maybe it's better to look at more performed or more organized staff, and you know, maybe there's other ways to look at this more effectively. So we have a balagan happening in the government as we speak. The plan is to move to lockdowns over the weekend, to close the malls, the pools, the beaches, the gyms from early tomorrow morning to early Sunday morning. And if any of you have been to Israel, you will know that on a Friday morning, that's when all the shopping happens, because it's the only time people really have to get organized for the weekend. So a lot of criticism that yesterday we spoke about the fact that Defense Minister / Alternate Prime Minister Benny Gantz wants the military to have more of a role or more responsibility or authority. And today the health ministry decided or announced that they will be tapping Major General Amir Abu Lafia. He will be the coronavirus project manager. So hopefully that brings in more of a military role, even though the defense forces have said that no final decision has been made on this appointment. But, you know, they do respect the fact that the military perhaps has to be more involved and more engaged. And that's one area where Naftali Bennett really, really excelled the first time around.
Something else is apparently the annexation's not likely. I mean, was it ever really? Was it ever actually likely? I mean, this is all Benjamin. We've said it since last November.
And you and I have had this discussion. It's a lot of politicking on behalf
and it's blah until it happens. Until it happens, it's not really a story.
Yeah, there's a lot of conjecture. Yeah. I mean, I can understand, especially the concern of diaspora communities, because if Israel sneezes, the diaspora catches a cold. So it's a very, very legitimate concern. But, you know, there's two schools of thoughts. The one school is if the 1st of July has come and gone without any movement in this direction, it's not going to happen. And there's the fact that it's really not even remotely on the agenda of discussion for the Trump administration, and there's no way that Israel will or can act without the issue or the buy-in from the Americans. So right now, it is unlikely that we are going to have any movements towards annexation.
Thank you, Rolene. Okay, so Rolene, a few years ago, I interviewed a Yemeni Jew who still lived in Yemen. He traveled to South Africa. And I got to interview him. It was absolutely fascinating. And he was telling me that the Jews of Yemen are very much protected by the general population. They don't like new Jews coming in, but the existing community was protected. I see that there are unconfirmed reports. What does that mean? Unconfirmed reports that Houthis are rounding up
Jews in Yemen. We're having a lot of reports coming in that the Iranian-backed Houthi rebel group in Yemen has started to round up the few Jews that are left in the country. And this is according to a report that wasn't in any of the Jewish media. It was in the Egyptian newspaper, Al Meshun. They have reported on that. And, of course, Jews being very, very curious and very concerned about the situation for our communities around the world have been investigating, but very, very concerned. I know a lot of us, especially those of us are on social media, are very concerned that we do not see the mainstream media alert to the fact, the same as they don't seem to be reporting much on the Uyghur Muslims of China who are in concentration camps. But the Houthis that are backed by the Iranians are apparently forcing Jews in the Harif district, which is northwest of the capital of Sana'a, to sell their homes and land to Houthi leaders. Many of them have been imprisoned, and what is happening is that either their land, their property is being taken away from them or stolen from them, or their electricity and their water has been cut off, and they are starting to round up the last remaining Jews of this area, which are only about 100. But still, there is concern that this is part of an ethnic cleansing program, and the Israeli, the Jewish media are starting to get growingly more and more concerned that this is a situation that is brewing in Yemen.
Okay, well, that certainly put it on our radar. But firstly, I don't think that the world cares what happens in Yemen, and I don't think they care whether it's happening to Houthis, whether it's happening to Muslims, whether it's happening to Jews or anybody else. Yemen is a lawless state. It's absolutely insane. You can just get a car anywhere. As a 16-year-old, the guy that I was interviewing, he was in his mid-30s. He had a 12-year-old bride. This is a Jewish guy. And he explained to me about Yemen. He said, you know, he's got his AK-47 and that's the law. That's what protects him. And everybody else in Yemen is exactly the same. So it's interesting. It'd be interesting to see. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to verify these reports, because otherwise, that's problematic. Rolene Marks, look at the time. There's time for me to say Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for a wonderful weekend. I'll catch you tomorrow morning with Howard Feldman.